WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Usually when we're talking about salt in our newsroom, it's about winter weather or former Mayor Bloomberg's crusade to limit people's intake of it. But today we're talking about SALT as an acronym for state and local taxes, SALT, specifically how much of those taxes you can deduct from your income when you file with the IRS to make your overall tax bill go down. Representative Josh Gottheimer, a Democrat from New Jersey, has a pretty strong opinion about that. He joins us now to talk about it. Hey, Congressman, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So some context real quick here. Congress capped the amount of state and local taxes that people could deduct to about $10,000 in 2017 under President Trump. And before that, there wasn't any limit at all. And since then, it has been an item of contention for elected officials in high tax states, which include New York and New Jersey. And you have gathered a bipartisan group of 30 colleagues to call for the repeal of that cap. Now, Congressman, there's a lot of issues that Democrats and Republicans could be working together on. So why is this the issue that brings them together?
Well, you know, if you live in northern New Jersey or in one of the states that were hit very hard, you care deeply about this because the result has actually been a huge effect on people's pocketbooks, especially middle-class families, in districts like mine. And the other challenge that's happened since this tax provision, which was around since 1913, all to avoid double taxation. Since they gutted it, you've had a big mass exodus of people and jobs out of states like mine. And you might imagine that leaves many of us deeply concerned about our economic futures.
So there have been studies on this, and it shows that the SALT cap actually has been more than offset by another provision in that tax bill in 2017, which doubled the tax code standard deduction. The Empire Center was one of these organizations that did a study, and they found that average taxes fell for New Yorkers in every income bracket after the tax reforms, except for people earning more than $500,000. But you said earlier this week that families from your district were paying more taxes now than in 2017. How can that be?
In my district, the average SALT deduction was over $24,000 in 2017. A significant portion of the people in my district itemized their taxes. And as a result, what you were talking about on the standard side isn't what happens for people who itemize, like a lot of the residents in my district do. You know, the other big piece that happened here is that people's home values went down significantly. In fact, Mark Sandy, who's the chief economist for Moody's, studied this and said that the SALT cap has cost homeowners $1 trillion nationwide. And home equity, as we know, represents about 42% of middle-class household wealth. We need to do everything we can to make things more affordable for people. This was great for red states, what I call moocher states. They got a lot of tax relief. And so what we're asking for is like, hey, let's give back and give tax relief to our families.
Let's dive a bit into the plan you have here with fellow lawmakers. You and a few other Democrats from New York and New Jersey have pledged not to just try to repeal that SALT cap, but even to vote against President Biden's infrastructure bill unless that cap is repealed. What do you say to people in New Jersey who would say, well, we have a lot of this creaky old infrastructure that could benefit from this bill? We don't necessarily not want that bill to pass over something like the SALT deduction.
Right. And it's actually not what I said. What I said consistently in this case is if there are going to be changes to the tax code made, SALT reinstatement should be part of those changes to the tax code so that we don't suddenly wake up and find the taxes went up even more for families in my district. This infrastructure proposal, we've not actually seen a piece of legislation. We've just seen a framework. In fact, I was at the White House this week, and what they've asked for consistently is for input. What we have said is SALT should be part of that. That's part of our input into this process. When we see an actual bill, which I hope to see soon, our argument is this should be part of it. And that's why we're giving that feedback up front and early so we can help shape the legislation.
So that leads us to our final question here. At the end of the day, when this all is worked out, what do you think you will end up with, given the political situation that you're dealing with?
I believe we're going to get this. I believe we're going to reinstate SALT. I believe that it's critically important, and so is infrastructure. And I don't believe we have to choose between the two. I think we can do both, and I think that will be great for this region in many ways. You need to have good trains and buses and rails and roads for that to happen, but as part of it, you've got to make things more affordable for families. And again, this is something that affects middle-class families in my district. And so I'll be on the front lines on this, and it's why I continue to say and will that SALT's got to be part of this process.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. It's good to be here.